The conference will now begin.
Hi, Chevra. Hope everybody's well. I want to just review from Amish for 5 minutes a vart that I was like to say at the tzion of Reb Nosson Peres de Veschusi with a bunch of the Chevra a couple of years back when we went on our trip to the Ukraine. And it's a vart that I feel that each one of us has to remember, and we have to give over to our children, our students. In the parasha, we have the story of this woman, this wife, who's suspected of being unfaithful to her husband. And there are Ede Kina and Ede Stira, witnesses before whom she was warned, and then she went in and she was seen by witnesses being alone with the person who the husband warned her about in front of Adam. And everybody knows there was this very, very strange test. If the woman insisted that she was innocent, and she would be tested with the Mayim Hamarim, with these waters, with Hashem's name, with the parish that was put in, and so on, as it's all described in the Chumash and in Masechta Sota, Zohar Masechta. And the Torah tells us, v'imloinit ma'aha isha, that if the woman did not defile herself, if she didn't actually commit the aveira of having relations with that person, utahirahi, and she is pure, so v'niksa v'nizra zara, then she will not be harmed, and she would be able to have seed. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi brings from the Gemara, Rashi says, v'imlai nitmai isha, again, she was warned in front of witnesses, and she went in, despite the warning, to have relations with this person, and there were witnesses that saw this as well. And then Rashi says, on the words utahirahi, Rashi says, mimokam acher, v'niksa, she's pure, mimayim hama'arim, she does not have, she is pure from these waters that she drank. Lo oid, not only that, but v'nizra, the pasuk says, v'nizra azara, she's going to have children. And the Gemara, Rashi brings to the Gemara, if it was a woman that wasn't able to have children in the past, then she would be able to have children. The letter is bizarre. If she's in the past, she's had terrible, terrible labor pains. From now on, Tehle Berevach, it's going to be easier. And even regarding the health of the children, the Gemara goes on and Rashi brings down that there'll be beautiful and healthy children. So, the Imre'em Eschuskelenu asked, and this is brought down from some other tzaddikim as well, but I heard it first in the name of the Imamis. The Imamis asked, Sof Kol Sof, who are we talking about over here? We're talking about a woman who was warned by her husband in front of Adam not to go with this particular man who she obviously has an inyan with and has been flirting with, not to go alone. She ignored that. She knew of the Adas, she ignored that, and she went ahead again where there were Adam. And she went alone with this man for the purpose of having relations with him. And yet the Torah tells us that if this woman, Lamaisa, did not have relations with that man, whatever they were doing, but she did not have relations, and she insisted on her faithfulness when it comes to that, that she did not have relations with a man. So then, not only is she acquitted and let off the hook, and is not killed by the waters, but she is promised all kinds of wonderful things. That she is pure, and she's going. If she couldn't have kids, she'll have kids. And if she had problems having kids, it'll be now easy. It'll be wonderful, and the children are going to be gewaldig and healthy. So the Imre'em has asked Sof Kol Sof, not talking exactly here about it, some kind of tzedekus. I mean, she was. She was with a man maybe she did not have relations with a man. The husband warned her. She ignored that, and she went with this guy. And she didn't actually commit that crime. Could be they were doing all kinds of other things, but she didn't actually have relations with him. There was no beer. And why is it that she is promised V'nixa, V'nizra, Zara, that she can now have children? Then the children are going to be born without the pain of what all other women go through. She's by no stretch of the imagination a tzedekis. She did not conduct herself in the right way. She did something that was terribly immoral. She was not faithful to her husband as far as that guy was concerned. The only thing is that she didn't have relations with him. Why all the brachas? The imam asks, she should just be let off the hook and be happy that she's alive. But why does she get all these brachas? So the imam has said, because you could imagine she was so much sugar for this guy that she went against her husband, against the warning in front of Adam, the Edekina, against the Adam who warned her about going into a room alone with this man. She was so meshugah for him. She was so crazy. She was ready to give up everything in her life. Her marriage, her reputation. She was ready to give up everything, even potentially her life, because she wanted to be with this guy. And the imam said, can you imagine? At the last second, when they were about to do that aveira, and it could be they were doing all kinds of stuff until then, and they were about to do this aveira, she said, I can't do it. I won't do it. I can't sin against Hashem in such a way. I can't sin against my husband. For whatever reason, she was able to hold herself back, and she turned away. And like a little bit like Yosef HaTzadik, she left, and she didn't actually go till the end to commit that aveira. So the Mehmet says that's a gewaldige madrega, an unbelievable madrega. For a person to be in that place of the aveira, with all of the passion, and with all of the intent, and with all of those dreams that led to such insanity, and the last second to say, ani lo yichola, I won't do it. Ani lo yichola, I must speak. I'm getting out of here. So even though we don't wish this on any Jew, any of our daughters or granddaughters, chas v'chalila, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu recognizes the struggle of a person who has already gotten himself into deep trouble. And even in that place of deep trouble, if you're able to hold yourself back, not to do this next step, but to hold myself back from this place, from that next step, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, acknowledge your efforts, but he gives you all kinds of brachas to encourage you, to strengthen you, to turn your life around, to start from Aleph. So Hashem's brachas should help each and every one of us. We should never be in such situations, chas v'chalila. But whatever it is in life, and wherever we are, and there's something that we're tempted to do, and we made up our minds to do, and somehow we're able to muster up enough Yiras Shamayim to do the work of Yosef HaTzadik and Vayanas V'Yetzeh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has all kinds of unbelievable rewards waiting for such a person. V'nigzra v'nizra azara. We should be zeichem Hashem to be good, if Hashem is willing to have nachas in each and every one of us.